Right now it's time, though, for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our games on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Nasser Memon from Homedale, New Jersey.
Oh, another caller from New Jersey. How are you?
Good.
And how are things in Homedale?
Quiet. It's a small, peaceful town.
Yes, yes, yes. There is a factory, or at least there used to be a factory in that town run by what used to be AT&T, and my father used to work there.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. It's impressive.
Well, my wife used to work there.
Really? Oh. You and I have a bond then.
At AT&T.
Yeah. Yep. Nasser, welcome to our show. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is the topic?
You are an army of one.
This week, we read about a new idea in personal security, because let's face it, in this day and age, the only person you can count on to look out for you is you. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of folks learning to stand up to any and all evildoers. Of course, only one of them is true. Pick that real story, and you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yep.
All right. First.
Interesting. Actually, I'm a professor in network security.
You're a professor in network security, so you know about the security issue. Okay, let's see if any of these ideas maybe sort of appeal to you then, as a professional.
Sure.
All right, first let's hear from Roy Blunt, Jr.
Do you walk city streets in fear? Help has arrived from the forest primeval. New York folk remedist Dalton Farish, who hails originally from Dead Fork, Montana, has a product that he says will make muggers give you a wide berth. Bear spray, he calls it. A squeeze bottle containing a mixture of distilled water, preservatives, and one drop of grizzly bear adrenaline. A spritz of bear spray under each arm, claims Farish, provides an aura that no one will mess with. Lower Manhattan trendsters are snapping it up. It definitely makes bad dogs slick off, says video artist Sven Neff. And anyway, the smell of it on you says, in a good way, grr.
Hang on, honey, I'll be right down. I just have to put on my bear spray. Your next story comes from Morocco.
File this under the Cane and Disable School of Self-Defense. Residents of the Seville Retirement Home in Orem, Utah, are learning to use their walking sticks to stay safe when walking after midnight. A senior with a cane has a weapon against thugs, says physical therapist Rod Carmichael. The first target, the groin. Strike the groin whenever you can. A sturdy cane with a shepherd's crook is ideal. The straight end for poking, the curled end for pulling a knee, throwing an assailant off balance, or yanking a really lousy vaudeville act off the stage. If a senior has extra moxie, he or she can use a cane with a flat end to crush an opponent's skull, a maneuver that might be known as the cane mutilation. And if a senior leaves his cane at home, says Carmichael, make like Bruce Lee and pluck out their eyes.
Senior citizens learning cane foo. And your last story of folks learning to stand up for themselves comes from Amy Dickinson.
Imagine you're a celebrity about to give birth to a celebritat. You and your offspring are targets of the paparazzi, stalkers, and out-of-work agents. What do you do? Green beret babies, that's what. For a very large retainer, former members of this elite killing squad will serve as a chauffeur, protector, and all-around Manny. Gwyneth Paltrow has one for baby Apple. Britney uses a green beret to protect baby Sean Preston. And Tomcat, Tom Cruise, and Katie Holmes are at the top of the waiting list for their unborn Scientolotot. Green beret babies will trick out your stroller with GPS, puncture-proof chassis, and a discreet bulletproof bubble. They also instruct owners in evasive strolling techniques. And for those of us who can't afford green beret babies, for half the price, we can get the mass market version, Beetle Bailey babies.
So here are your choices. From Roy Blunt Jr., bear spray, which just makes you seem like a bear to people when you spray it on. From Moraka, a martial art in which senior citizens learn to use their canes to fend off attackers. And from Amy Dickinson, Green Beret Babies, an expensive security service which outfits your child with its own Humvee of a stroller. Which of these is the real story of self-protection in the week's news?
I don't think the first one is true. I hang around in Lower Manhattan. I haven't smelled people smelling like that.
That's actually the only thing they don't smell of down there.
But you're not a mugger, so...
So that's true.
Yeah.
And it also depends where in Manhattan you're walking.
It's true.
I think I'll go for the second one.
You're going to go for the second one? The cane-based self-defense techniques for senior citizens?
Right.
That's your choice?
Right.
Okay, you have chosen Mo's story of senior citizens learning to defend themselves. We spoke to one of the people offering this important protective service.
The tip of the cane can be used to stomp on the instep of the foot or to drive into the groin. The shaft of the cane, the long part, can be used to block a punch or to hit across the throat or the eyes.
That was Rod Carmichael, physical therapist and developer of the Combat Cane Self-Defense Technique. Congratulations, Nasser. You got it right. Very well done. You have earned a point for Mo.
Carl Castle is going to speak in Hindi.
Say again?
So Carl Castle is going to speak in Hindi on my answer.
Really?
Wow. Great. Excellent.
I got to ask you, what is he going to say?
I don't know. I have to figure that out.
You know what would be really funny? If he would say, "Hi, I'm Carl Castle, and I have no idea what I am saying."
That'll be interesting.
It will be.
Write it in phonetics.
Please. Nasser, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with...